Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks! Hallelujah! This is your daily morning service. All are welcome. Whether you're a P1 or a first-time listener, you are part of the Rise Guys flock. And behold, the planet was created just for you. Let not your heart be troubled, for you are about to be delivered from the pain of Facebook fussing and the eternal torture of pigskin punishment. For you are now in the presence of a higher power. Put your hands together, drop down on your knees, and turn the volume up. Oh, yes, sir. For you are about to receive the blessings of the Savior's of morning radio. Can I get a Matt Man?
Matt Man!
What?
Matt Man!
Pass around the offering plate. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:09. We will be talking with a P1 that's down in New Orleans around 9 o'clock this morning to find out what is going on surrounding the Natty. Clemson fan that listens to the show will be down there.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to that. That's our live correspondent.
The in-person perspective from the national championship.
Yeah.
Like, man, I have a hard time with the Natty.
Really?
Yeah, the Natty.
You don't like it?
Sounds dirty to me.
When I hear Natty, I think of either our former guest of the show,
yeah,
Natty Hart, and then I also think of Natural Light.
Yeah, I usually think Natural Light.
To either one of them.
I usually think Natural Light first, then Natalia, the Anvil's daughter.
Yeah, Anvil. Anvil Jr.
National championship is national championship.
Right, yeah. By the way, speaking of that, what is the time and place of today's big college football playoff pregame show?
3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock to 4:55.
Yeah, ish.
Not a full 2 hour one?
Nah, no, we'll get there.
Nah, we go to like 4:59 and 30 seconds.
We push right up to it.
Yeah.
Ingles and Easley, West End, Highway 8.
Yeah, Highway 8, Ingles and Easley. About 24 minutes from the house, I believe.
Heck yeah.
After doing these for 3 months, are y'all glad to see the football season come to an end, yes, having to do these? Fat Boy's already answered yes. I can finish.
Yeah, I mean, not because football season's over.
What do you mean?
It's just been a long time since the beginning of September.
Well, yeah. That's what I was saying the other day with pigskin punishments. It's been 4 months. We started on September 16th, I believe, or 6th,
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And here we are 4 months later with that whole thing.
Those are other co-host screams.
Yeah. No, he's gonna scream through a mask, I guess. That's
tired of getting screamed at every Saturday.
You don't like his energy. You don't like Mark Ryan's energy level.
No, I do. It's just fun to poke at because he screams at people.
Yeah,
yeah. We make people leave when we're in the corner cafe.
It ain't we. It's he.
I thought we were a team.
He makes people leave when he starts yelling.
Corner cafe.
People get up and leave.
Yeah.
It's someone who's pissed off about their coffee.
Yeah. When we start, it's usually a couple people who work there on their break, eating up some food or something,
uh-huh,
taking their lunch, and then they'll just get up and walk off. Because it's like, good afternoon! So they'll just get up and walk off. We get dirty looks.
But that'll be his only show of the day, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so y'all have already been up all day, and I mean, y'all shouldn't have that kind of energy level naturally.
Shoot, I've been up since 12:45.
This last night?
I couldn't sleep, man. My tummy was upset.
Jesus Christmas.
Yeah.
You've been up for over 6 hours.
Yeah, I have. Imagine how
should be a great show to actually. Mike Ryan should scream louder.
He should
just to keep you awake.
He should. Oh, I don't, that particular Ingles, I don't believe has a Starbucks inside.
Uh oh.
No, they do not.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to get a Laura Lynn black coffee.
Have to give me a caffeinated beverage.
All right, so that's today starting at 3 o'clock, and you can listen to the game here on the planet.
You can come out and see us.
You will be taking visitors.
You can hear us from the meat department.
Okay.
Nice.
Best meat in town.
If you live nearby, just roll your windows down.
Yeah, just drive by with the windows down. You can hear the show.
No, it's not road rage. It's Mark Ryan screaming about football.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I said earlier, I think during sports or in the opening of the show, is that I did send a direct message to Sergeant Slaughter because, you know, he was on the show last year, 2019,
yeah,
early on, though, like back in the springtime.
Yeah.
He was in town for the Greenville Comic-Con.
Yeah, he was.
And we had him in, and then it was discussed on Friday's show that WWE Hall of Famer Sergeant Slaughter, guest of the show, the same guy from the G.I. Joe cartoons, a real American hero, the guy that, I mean, he's been a figure of professional wrestling for like 40-something years. It was revealed that he never served in the armed forces. He was never in the Marines. And it shocked me. But then again, like, okay, so this is the questions that I was asking myself about this. Because I sent that Friday to Sergeant Slaughter. By the way, he saw it and didn't respond. Because I can see that it said seen, and he didn't respond. Which I get it. I mean, he probably don't know what to say. He took his website down.
What would you call him? Did you call him Slot or Commander of Maggots?
Well, you know what I noticed? I did call him Sarge. But what I noticed is when you write the word Sarge out, you're misspelling it. It should be Surge.
It should be.
Because it's Sergeant. If you spell it, it's with an E at the, you know, S-E-R. Yeah. But I spelled it Sarge. I said, hey, Sarge, we were talking about the stories going around about you today. Obviously, we're big fans and would love to have you on and give you a chance to talk about it. I'm sure he's gotten that invitation from a zillion different people. But so one thing that several people were saying, though, is like, well, is that the last chapter of wrestling that y'all believed? Like, people that aren't wrestling fans are like, did you really think he was in the Marines? And I'm like, well, yeah. That's one thing you don't misrepresent, correct?
Well, when I was a kid, yeah, I mean, I just assumed he was. And later on, I never really thought about it too much, whether he was or not. But I guess people are kind of mad because he's been doing these interviews the last few years where he talks about serving two tours of duty in Vietnam, but he never did.
Never did.
Yeah.
The times that he claimed that he was serving, there's video and records and stuff of him actually wrestling here in the States. But we had him on earlier in the spring. Here's a couple clips of I don't know what to call him, man. I'm going to call him by his character name of Sergeant Slaughter.
Well, he knew what to call you.
I'm Mattman.
You're Mattman. That's like a hair lip saying, Mattman.
Yeah.
Batman. Batman.
That's how I was named.
You could call people a hair lip.
Is that still socially acceptable?
I don't think so.
Okay, so in the future, if I see someone with a, quote, hair lip, what would I say? They have a...
I don't think you're supposed to say anything.
They have a lip disorder.
I guess you're supposed to look at their eyes and call them by their name. I don't know.
I don't think you're supposed to point it out to them. They're
no, I wouldn't point it out to them, but let's say, I'd say, hey, Nine, look at that guy over there. You'd be like, which one? I'd be like, the one with the...
I don't know.
I'd have to say it, just so you know who I was talking about.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that was looked at as bad.
Like, oh, I got it.
Not to me.
The one with the cleft lip.
Cleft lip.
Yeah.
That's what you call a butt crack.
I thought that was a cleft palate.
Or you could say the one in the green shirt with the cleft lip.
Okay. All right. And, of course, Sergeant Slaughter took, he admired Paige. He really took a little notice of Paige when she was there. That's Paige?
Paige.
Yes.
I met Paige earlier.
Yeah.
I'd love to give you some orders.
Now, he was tweeting us about that last week.
Last week.
Like the day before the Stolen Valor thing came along.
Yeah. He said he still had some orders for Paige. And then we tweeted him back, what kind of orders you talking about? And he then all the hoopla came out in the news.
He had a nickname for all of us. I don't know if you remember.
Listen to the 93.3 Planet Rock.
Look at that. He just got a promo on our show.
The Rise Boys.
Well, we'll take
that. That's an order.
The Rise Boys.
He called us maggots or something.
He did.
That's nice.
He did call us maggots?
I believe so, yeah.
I'm offended by that, partly.
Listen up, all you maggots out there and those who wish they were. This is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE G.I. Joe, the real American hero.
Yeah.
And I want you to rise and shine.
Yeah. Are you a real American hero?
Are you? So, like, we talked about it on Friday when the news came out. And, Nine, you were saying that some of the some of our men and women out there that served in the military, some of them were saying stolen valor.
Yes.
Absolutely stolen valor.
When we did it in headlines, there were some people who were mad, and then there was kind of, it was really a mixed bag. Like, half of them were pretty upset about it, and half of them were saying stuff like, he's always been a positive influence, positive image, a good ambassador for the military, playing the role. But then again, I mean, it's not that he played the role that got anybody mad. It's that he goes around telling stories about his two tours of duty in Vietnam that never happened.
Yeah.
That's what people take issue with.
Yeah, this is when, I wish he wasn't ever dead, but this is when I wish Arlie Ermey was still with us.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to hear his thoughts on this. Cause
Leatherneck.
He was, he really served.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arlie Ermey really served, and then, of course, also went on to play a lot of, Full Metal Jacket, of course.
Was he in the Army?
No.
He's a gunnery sergeant.
I was in the Marines, right?
Yeah.
Next thing you're going to tell me, Ted DiBiase wasn't a millionaire.
Yeah, he was on the set of Full Metal Jacket to be a military consultant. They wound up giving him the role.
I didn't know James Brolin wasn't a pilot until I was 20.
But so like this, with wrestling, they have this their own little language called kayfabe.
Yeah.
And it comes from the carnival life where, they would say certain words to not let the crowd in on, protecting the business.
The marks.
Also called the marks, yeah, protecting the business. So if you're pretending forever for 3-4, going on 5 decades to be this character, then when you do interviews, you're still the character. So I'm like really... I never served, obviously, but I really don't know, is that stolen valor? And so it's not for me to necessarily, it's for me to wonder about, but to not necessarily know the answer to. It's the men and women who did serve.
But if you interviewed Dustin Rhodes, who played Gold Dust for 20 years,
right?
Would you expect him to come up and kiss you on the mouth?
Hopefully.
No, I wouldn't. No. Ricky Steamboat wasn't even a boat. He can't even swim.
He's not a dragon either, man.
I don't think he's Japanese.
No, he's Hawaiian.
He's Hawaiian.
Yeah. His name's Dick Blood.
Yeah, Richard Blood, but his friends call him Dick.
Yeah, Dick Blood.
His enemies call him it too.
Oh, boy.
See, it's all characters, man.
But it's characters, but then, see, that's...
Rick Rude wasn't ravishing.
That's the problem with wrestling, especially, I will say this with WWE, is that when we have these guys on... You're still interviewing the character.
Yeah.
Like, as much as we don't want to act like we are, we're still interviewing the character.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to ask them a legitimate question without them breaking character because they have their PR person nearby. And, it's really odd because that's like the last stage where they will live it.
Yeah.
Except for social media.
No, when we had Mr. Slaughter on.
You're not going to call him Sarge anymore.
I'll call him Mr. Slaughter for right
when
now.
When I'm looking at his autograph on the photo that we have in here, actually it's Fatboy's photo.
Yeah.
He doesn't write Sergeant Slaughter. He writes S line 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 Slaughter.
Yeah.
And then none of his stuff says Sergeant. It just says SGT.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is the standard abbreviation, though.
That's not a standard uniform either.
At ease, fat boy.
No, it isn't.
That's what it says on it.
It's a singlet with a damn camo shirt.
When we had Mr. Slaughter on, did he say anything then about his military service?
I couldn't find anything.
It didn't come up?
Yeah.
I could have swore that he said something about Paris Island. But he had been on by phone years ago prior to, so mm-hmm. it could have been from that.
Could have been. All he did was hit on Paige when he came in studio.
Right.
You want to get the foxhole?
So I would love to, you know, look, I know it's Monday. I know it's dreary, but, you know, I would love to do some open phones and open them up, 1-800-774-0093. I would love to hear from some veterans, but just, you know, even wrestling fans, hell, I mean, even if you never served, like, that's so weird. Never have I, is it me clinging to my childhood a little bit, not realizing it?
I mean, probably partially. Though Roddy Piper really played bagpipes. See, it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't.
Right. I get that, but it's still that thing of we're programmed to be upset that he stole valor, but he also was a character.
Yeah.
Did he just never break character?
Yeah, it was back in the live the gimmick days.
Yeah, you had to.
Yeah.
You had to live the gimmick.
Yeah.
We can
Jake
talk
about the snake really ate mice.
He wasn't even a snake.
Mm.
Dudley Boy is not even related.
No, not real brothers.
Undertaker and Kane actually had a love interest together.
Kane was never burned.
No, nor was he a dentist.
Yeah, and Undertaker doesn't know anything about cremation or embalming or any of that stuff.
The Goon never played hockey.
Never, never.
1-800-774-0093. I wonder if that's where South Park got it from.
Maybe. Repo Man didn't really go around repossessing stuff.
Oh, see, that's a lie.
Did the dumpster Duke, what was his name?
Duke the Dumpster Drosy?
Dump the Duke?
Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
What? Easy for you to say.
Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
He was a trash man, but that was his gimmick.
Yeah, and weird thing is, he'd never been one before, but he is now.
Oh, boy.
1-800-774-0093. We can talk about that. Stolen Valor. Again, if you're a veteran, I'd love to hear what you think about that. Also, we can talk about national championship stuff tonight, too, with Clemson and LSU. Anything you'd like to talk about, 1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn, touch base with us. It's the Rise Guys, guys.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Woo! Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
the planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:33. We're doing open phones, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. Former guest of the show, Sergeant Slaughter, is catching a lot of flack in the media because it was revealed the other day that he never served in the military, even though he said he told these stories of being in Vietnam serving.
Yeah.
Two tours.
Yeah, those are like shoot interview type settings where he said that.
And see, that's the other thing that's missed. A shoot interview in wrestling means they've dropped the character. They're just being their real person. He would be Robert Remus, his real name.
Yeah.
He would talk about that stuff. And then it came out, somebody looked it up. Guess what? Never served. He took his website down. His Wikipedia's changed now. There's no mention of serving at all. And it's like, he's 71. Like, do we sit here and is he an outcast now? Or do we say, you know what? A lot of people probably did a lot of Toys for Tots stuff. Hell, he could have inspired people to actually go and enlist by that character.
I'm sure he did, you know, or at least he sparked the fire in young, like very young people. Yeah. Got him interested for the first time when he was working babyface anyway.
So we asked, especially of veterans, is this stolen valor? Or is it... How do you look at it?
Did you know the Rock and Roll Express like country music?
Well yeah, I can believe that.
They actually prefer it to rock and roll.
No.
Well, I was just looking up more on this. Gorilla Monsoon is actually just a real man.
Beautiful Bobby Eaton, kind of ugly.
Oh, boy.
Captain Lou Albano, never been on a boat in his life.
Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, kind of ugly.
Very ugly, I think.
Yeah.
Let's go to P1D Bell, who, of course, we know for many years. And you also served, correct?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Thank you for your service. Exclamation mark.
Not a problem.
You're familiar with wrestling, Sergeant Slaughter, all that? Is this stolen valor?
Absolutely not.
No.
It's a little different with actors, I believe, because they play so many different
Oh, no.
Off a good bit, but he's played different characters. You don't talk to him as Leatherface. You only can talk to Sergeant Slaughter as Sergeant Slaughter. That's who he is.
Right. So as a guy who served, it doesn't bother you a bit. You're fine with it. It's not stolen valor.
Not at all for him. If you're doing it to try to get free coffee or a free sandwich or something, yeah, I got a problem with it.
Right.
I mean, this is who this guy has been for, you know, 40, 50 years. You don't know him as anything other than Sergeant Slaughter.
Right. Okay. Very good. D-Bell, thank you, sir, and thank you for your service.
Not a problem. Have a good morning.
You too.
I can't tell people I was in Desert Storm, so I can get a free steak.
They would look at you and think you meant Desert Storm.
Right.
Let's go to Matt. Matt served in the Army. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well, sir. Sergeant Slaughter. Stolen Valor?
Yep. Not at all.
Wow.
None whatsoever. No. He's acting. He's playing a role for the brothers and sisters out there that think that's stolen valor. Then they're the ones that are thank me for my service type people. So, not at all. I think he's doing exactly what he was supposed to do for his career part and for. He's like you said, he's inspired other people. He's doing good things.
Yeah.
Not at all. I don't look at it as stolen valor whatsoever.
I didn't either. But I felt the pressure to think it was stolen valor because I felt as though, like, well, that's not fair. But then again, it's wrestling. It's a role. It's a character. And he lived it.
Mm-hmm.
He had to live the gimmick. Well,
I never smelled what The Rock cooked. I never saw him cooking.
Oh, man. He was making fried pineapple.
I heard he burned scrambled eggs and toast.
Ew.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. It's very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for your service.
Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Yeah, Cactus Jack is not a cactus.
Uh-oh.
No.
Too Cold Scorpio is a Libra.
You know what, though? I did look. I'm on Wikipedia just looking at various wrestlers.
Yeah.
Their descent and various things. Hulk Hogan, real name Terry Jean Bollea, is of French and Panamanian descent.
Yeah.
Thus,
not a real American. Then again,
not
this is.
Not a real American.
It is a melting pot.
Your grandpa's from Panama.
So the only real American in wrestling would be like who? Wahoo McDaniel?
Yeah. Native American.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be the only real American. By the way, Midnight Express, Scared of the Dark.
No kidding?
Yep.
Oh, I bet that blame.
Yep. Loverboy Dennis.
Oh, see, now, Michael's going to be one of those guys who was being, I bet you, like, people on Twitter were being, like, you dummy, it's wrestling. Is that right, Michael, or am I stupid? Don't answer that.
Yeah, you're not stupid at all, and I think y'all are on the right track. I think people are just looking for reasons nowadays to get butthurt over stuff and to pitch a fit. We get lied to all the time. So this man played the character. Who cares, you know?
Yeah.
And one last thing, Trump in 2020, baby.
Hey, you heard it. Thank you, sir.
I thought people would have issue with the fact that he said he was actually in Vietnam or wherever. But
yeah, two tours.
If you go buy a uniform and wear it, I mean, the people have an issue with that.
I mean, it'd be one thing if he talked about, you know, fighting Cobra.
But
that'd be funny.
But here's a valid question. Do you think that because he personified or played this persona that he was a Marine, that he got some benefits from that over the years because people didn't dare question it?
I don't know. And unless we knew that, I mean, then some people have actually, I've seen a couple texts like that on the CVM text line that if he tried to receive any benefits from it, then it would be definitely a shame. But, you know, playing the character is not that bad.
Plus, a telltale sign was years ago, and we referenced this on Friday, when the Iraqi war was happening, he was a Iraqi war sympathizer and was swaying the flag of Iraq.
Yeah.
I don't think a real Marine would have ever in a million years done that.
I don't know.
Even as in the role of a character.
Yeah, you don't know. Slafter did.
Slafter did. Let's talk to Courtney in Asheville. We're doing open phones. Hey, Courtney.
Hey, morning. How are you?
Hey, good. Do you serve?
My husband's currently an officer in the Army right now, I kind of catch it on the back end of things. So, you know, I agree with the other guys. I don't necessarily think it's stolen valor. But it does, you mentioned Matt Man, you know, like it kind of opens up Pandora's box because he's playing a character And so the WWE, they all do a really good job of protecting the roles of those characters, and their PR people do.
Yeah.
So now is everybody going to start questioning, you know, the validity of all the other characters and their backstories and all that?
Right. I know. It's that weird line of entertainment that really doesn't exist in 2020 anymore, where you can play a character and live the character. Nobody, stars don't do that. TV stars don't do that. It's crazy. Well, absolutely. Where's your husband at right now?
Well, he's currently in Charlotte. He is on orders for the RNC, so he's on orders till August, so he's not deployed, but he's here. just a few hours away.
Okay, excellent. Good. Well, thank him for his service, and thank you for keeping it he's in Charlotte and you're in Nashville.
Holding the fort down.
Yeah, holding the fort down. Thank you very much, Courtney. Have a good morning.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. See, this isn't a result of societal standards impeding your own, because I'm sitting here thinking we should be kind of upset at Sergeant Slaughter. But now the more I think about it, no. He was just playing a role.
Yeah, I mean.
I can remember seeing my DARE student or DARE teacher smoke cigarettes. And in the DARE presentation, don't smoke cigarettes. But I could see her out back the dumpsters smoking.
And we've heard from
severe middle school.
Plenty of people on the phones and the text line who, even though he might have done some interviews where he claimed to have been done two tours of duty in Vietnam, they're still not mad at him about it.
Yeah.
I think it would have been funnier had he claimed that he fought Cobra. If his war stories were all about Cobra Commander and Serpentor,
do we
that
know
would be
that
hilarious.
Dusty Rhodes' dad was a plumber?
I don't know
we
that.
We can't.
I don't know that.
Let's do one more call and then we'll bust over into the Plex. P1 T-shirt guy. Good morning.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's up?
I think we're all in lockstep, us military vets, as far as what we feel about Sergeant Slaughter. He's a character. When you have stolen valor, that means that you're pretending, you're a civilian that's pretending to have some military background for your benefit, and that's the big difference, is you wear some uniform that's messed up and guys spot it right away.
That's what he did, though, kind
of. That's exactly what's
going
on. I
mean, that's kind of what he did.
Well, yeah, but he's an actor. You know, we all know that these guys take on a different persona. Now, did he take it too far when they interviewed him just as himself? He probably did, but he probably couldn't get out of character. I mean, there's lots of guys that get trapped within the persona that they're doing, and that's the difference.
Yeah.
And like
he's
I said, we don't care. Yeah. We don't care about Sergeant Slaughter being, you know, pretending to be somebody.
Okay.
It's just a lot different when you have somebody that is acting like they, and guys do it within the ranks. Guys that are cooks come back and tell stories how they're on the combat field. you need to leave that stuff out on there. That pisses me off a lot more than some guy that's playing a character is a combat cook with a ladle that comes back and tells his family that, you know, buddy's died in his arms.
Right. That's he should get like a purple frying pan or something.
Goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
Little insignia.
We used to call them chairborne rangers instead of airborne rangers.
Oh, chairborne. Man.
Yeah, it's like I said, so you have stolen power actually within the ranks. The more a guy talks about his combat, the less he probably was in combat, because the real soldiers, they leave that on the field. They don't come back. They don't write books.
Yeah.
They don't try to hype themselves up. They just do their service, and they come back. And they leave it at that.
Damn right. Thank you for your service, sir. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks.
God bless me back. Okay, fine, don't.
Unless you kill Bin Laden, then you write a book.
Me, thank you.
I have to sneeze to get you to bless me, for God's sakes. All right. Can we please quit talking about it? It wasn't just talking about wrestling, though, for whoever texted that in. It was about stolen valor and how that was probably the last thing that was left of that.
Yeah, he made a good impression on kids with G.I. Joe and wrestling for the most part, except his heel turn in the early 90s during Desert Storm.
Yeah.
But, he's had probably a positive impact. I guess stolen valor is when it really gets the veteran community angry, is when you're not doing any of that stuff, or that outreach stuff, but you're just trying to usually get laid.
Yeah.
Like we used to know that guy who,
I was thinking about him a moment ago.
He's another guy who said he lost his leg in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah.
really just was bad at doing yard work.
He would just bring it up to people, and just he would get so much free stuff, and that was awful. I'm glad when we found that out, we cut ties with him.
Yeah, we found that out, and we just quit talking to him.
What a piece of crap. You still, well, fine.
These are all marks, giving him a pass. That's all it is. But he is a guy who said he was in Vietnam. That's not a character. He said he was there.
Yeah, he did. He did. But all the veterans say it's cool.
If the veterans say it's cool, man, yeah, I can't argue with it. Like, I can't argue with it. I cannot argue with it. All right. We'll take a break. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, wrap your head around this. A drunk driver's ed teacher is arrested for hitting the school principal. We'll get into that story next.
That's great. Oh, hell yes. All right, perfect. We'll get into that next. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, let's get into a driver's ed teacher that was four times the legal limit and had a student in the car. So he was slightly intoxicated, you can say. His name is Corey Malone, and he works for a driver's ed company in Germantown, Wisconsin. And last week, he went to Germantown High School to get one of his students. But he was so drunk that when, at one point, after he picked up the student, he backed the car into a gate, which swung out and hit the school's principal.
Like, not the principal in the car, but actually the principal.
Yeah, the principal happened to be, he was directing traffic at the time. So he saw the vehicle do a U-turn, then stop, and then hit the gate, and so...
So this fool's drinking at school and then also is taking kids out in the car.
Well, teach them how to drive drunk.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. The principal wasn't hurt, neither was the student in Corey's car, and he was arrested for operating while intoxicated.
Good Lord. Did he serve in the military, though?
I do not know his full background, and I was looking to see what was the name of the company, but it didn't list that either, of the driving school that he worked for.
Yeah. Well, he's probably just like our driver's ed teachers were just regular teachers.
I know it was, I just found it. It's just driver's education. So just drive. So
oh, okay.
I'm sure they're not pleased with him at this time.
Yeah.
Unless he owns the company.
So is that how it is nowadays with driver's ed? Is it teachers, just regular teachers? Or like at my school, it's always football coaches that were the driver's ed teachers. Your microphone's not.
I don't even know if it's still a class. Our basketball coach did it, but. If it was just him, and he always took somebody with him.
There don't seem to be a class when I drive around town. It don't seem like anybody took it.
He never took a girl by himself.
But he was four times the legal limit. Four times.
Even if you didn't take the class, he'd want you to tag along just so it's not him and the girls. And then you're like, all right, 2-on-1. But no, he just wanted to witness so nothing happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonder how many people in the course of the day, like I carry this big old big black thermos, you know, I put water in, mix it with Mio.
Yeah,
thermos, I said. And, you know, a lot of people carry around their jugs.
I take them everywhere I go.
I can't help it.
I mean, water jug.
Yeah.
Like, you always just assume it's either coffee or water or something like that. But I wonder how many people over the course of the day have poured a mini bottle in there or, you know, or whatever. Like, people even that you work with, you see their mug that's always sitting there. You can't see what's inside of it, though.
Might just be straight Kahlua, man.
Ugh.
Might just be a Black Russian in there.
So you never know.
The situation could have been a lot worse because, as we established, school was kind of letting out, and the principal was assisting traffic, and it could, you know, he could have really hurt some people out there. So it's a good thing that nobody was hurt in this incident.
I was a safety patrol officer.
You were?
Yep.
That was exciting. I didn't know you served.
I did. Well, let's not go overboard with that. Yeah.
Middle school?
No. Elementary school only.
Yeah. You got clowned so hard.
You did get clowned. I didn't realize that either, that was kind of a... You know,
nerd!
Like, yeah, it was kind of a nerd thing. Well, I realized that when I got to middle school, but in elementary school, I did it. And I sold some kind of gift wrapping paper or something.
Hell yeah.
To go to Disney World with all the patrol... men and women,
that's
girls and boys,
cool.
I guess. Yeah, but until Mary decided that she didn't think it was safe and didn't let me go.
No.
It was right after all the Adam Walsh stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't going.
Yeah, but I had sold all the goods to go.
Was it the Sally Foster thing or have a different name?
I feel like it was like Christmas candles.
Okay.
Christmas candles or Christmas wrapping paper.
I don't know if it was when I did the one in fourth grade. I don't know if it was Sally Foster. It was definitely some lady's name.
Sally Beauty Supply.
Maybe.
You're selling lipsticks.
You ain't going to have this place in the world.
Were you a patrol person?
No. We just sold wrapping paper as a fundraiser.
Okay.
And that's the year I sold enough to get the limo trip to Chuck E. Cheese, but it was happening the day. My grandpa was going camping with his buddies up on the Chattooga, so I skipped school that day to go camping instead of going to the limo to Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow.
Well, the damn sash wouldn't fit me. They had to take the sash goes across the thing and put it around my waist because my waist was too big for this tiny sash.
But you got to escort the girls that you liked out of their car. And then their mom's like, who's that cute little fat kid that walked to the class?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That's chunky little Matthew.
That was ass mole, Mom.
That's Husky Harris. That's ass mole.
That's cute. All right.
You're going to be diabetic soon.
Nobody ever said that to you, I hope. All right. Well, Rise Guys Headline Style.
Maybe they should have.
And all. Well, Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige. Those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. And in about 5 minutes, another chance for you to get in on the P1 payoff, $1,000 cash. And then in an hour or so, we'll talk to P1 down in New Orleans, live from the Natty. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Every damn day, I will go late to class to hear you guys.
And 93-minute nonstop rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.